Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody Holm. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thévenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Frankhaus. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Fred Frankhaus. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thévenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm takes first base on ball four. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Holm moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frankhaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker strikes out. One out. Tommy Thévenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thévenot hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse strikes out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat strikes out. Two outs. Waddy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frankhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a pop-up beyond third. Butler can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0 for 1 in the game. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thevenot for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roetger. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Roetger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Douthat moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire catches it and throws to second with English covering, to double up Douthat. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. There goes Holm trying to get to home. Stevenson throws the ball into Butler, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Holm, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Holm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0-for-2 in the game. Haefe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roetger hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields it and throws to home to get McGuire. Kyler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to third. Webb moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy High pinch hits for Fred Frankhouse. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. High moves to second. Two outs. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. High scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett is hit by the pitch. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler bunts towards third. Holm fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a line drive into center field. Douthit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthit. English reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0-for-3 in the game. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Spex Topperser pinch hits for Tommy Thevenot. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.